Okie dokie. Hello, everyone. I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters on this lovely October 18th, 2009, here in WILL AM 580. And it is my great pleasure. This is my favorite show of the year, as many of you know. It's our two-hour edition of Media Matters. We're going to be here all the way till 3 o'clock, maybe even a couple minutes later, because this is our turn to go to you and celebrate this program, celebrate this station, and do what we need to do to keep both this program and this station going strong for another year. And as always, when I do these programs, we have in right here in the studio with us live today, my dear friend, my co-author, my comrade, and frequent guest on Media Matters, always when we're shaking the cup, John Nichols. John Nichols, welcome.
It is great to be here. There's no better time to be on air than when you can beg for money. And the thing is that a lot of people who listen to this show know that Bob and I spend a lot of time talking about media and politics. And, you know, that's our great joy and our great passion. And yet we like to do these fundraising shows because we recognize that this particular program really is one of the rare places where a serious discussion about media and politics takes place. Where you know, we wish we had a lot of competition, but we don't. And so it becomes so important that people support this program.
And John, we've got a great show lined up. As usual, we've got some super guests who are going to be joining us during the course of the hour. Not just ask for money, but in fact, you know, this is a real show. We're going to be talking about media and politics, and our guests include Ben Scott, the first producer of Media Matters, who's now going on to be policy director of Free Press and is doing wonderful stuff, mm-hmm. changing the world. Mm-hmm. We've got Noam Chomsky. Professor Chomsky will be joining us.
You've
heard of him?
Yes.
You know, he will be with us soon. And later in the show, at the end of the show, we're going to have Norman Solomon. So this two-hour show is going to have some great stuff on it.
And I would note that Norman Solomon has really taken a lead in the dialogue about Afghanistan.
That's right. And we'll talk to him about Afghanistan.
So we got really people who are in the thick of central debates in Washington, D.C. Ben is right in the thick of so many things that are going on. Norm and Solomon, who's in the thick of really what is the key foreign policy debate right now. And, of course, Noam Chomsky, who taught us how to talk about it all.
Absolutely, and who puts it all in the right perspective. So we've got a great show for you today. I'm Bob McChesney. You just heard John Nichols. This is the time. What I recommend you do is make your call now. Mm-hmm. Get it done. Make your pledge. Just call 217-244-9455 right now. Get the pledge out of the way. Sit back, relax. Let Noam Chomsky, Norm Solomon, John Nichols, myself, Ben Scott do the yakking. Have a fun 2 hours of this. Let's make this a party. Let's make this a celebration. You know, John, they give us here at Media Matters a target, Will does, for mm-hmm. our pledge mm-hmm. drives. And this week, Jay Pierce, whose voice led into the program today, said, we'd like you to get over 100 calls. And we've done that in the past.
For 2 hours, look, I can tell you, I just did the fundraiser on Wisconsin Public Radio a couple weeks ago. And we got...
In puny little Wisconsin.
A little state of Wisconsin. It's you know, I being a native Wisconsin, I'd have to swallow hard
like
and say...
Like farmland, like gravel.
Yeah, it's really... Well, the thing is, there's hardly anybody lives there. You know, it's a very, very small population. And yet we got, in 1 hour, got 77 calls. So if Illinois holds up its end of the bargain... 100 is nothing. We ought to be getting about 145.
Well, you know what's interesting? We often talk on this show about how only 10% of people listen to public radio are regular contributors, give money to help support the station. And we need the money desperately to survive. It's not pint money. And I was going through our numbers. You know, we have several thousand people listen every week to Media Matters. Mm-hmm. We now, you know,
not just in Illinois, but folks coming in on the
internet
just
in
all over the world.
But then we have thousands more on podcasts and the internet. Mm-hmm. So if you did 10% of our regular listenership, we would be getting 300 or 400 or 500 calls. And so I guess the message to you out there, if you're listening, and I hope you are, if you've been listening to the show, if you've liked some of the guests we've had in the last year, if you like this sort of radio and this sort of interview, and you're not one of the 100 lovely people who are going to call this hour, and please make that call now, you ought to join the club. This is the time to step up, because public radio is really under attack in terms of its budget. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, a lot of public radio budget comes not just from the federal government, from state governments. Mm-hmm. And state government budgets, no one in Illinois needs to be told, are in, you know, free fall
collapse.
And they
also came from foundations. And foundations move a lot of money in. And the bottom line is that those foundations, their finances were largely rooted in the stock market and in the speculation, unfortunately, of the first years of the 21st century. So when the economy started to really get weak, a lot of that foundation money started slowing down. So you got to slow down in the federal money, slow down in the state money, slow down in the foundation money, speed up, we like to think, in the people money, which is where it should come from. That's 217-244-9455. 217-244-9455. Call that number.
And John, I want to be, we have two premiums, one of which I'm going to be very modest about, which is the book of mine, which came out a year ago, called The Political Economy of Media. And it's anyone who makes a $60 pledge will get the copy of that book. It's a big, wonderful 400-page book. Lots of my
It's
impressive
really a
material.
history of, in many ways, my favorite part of it is a history of the media reform movement and how we the people came together at a certain point and said media has to be an issue in our democratic life. It's in our electoral processes. And in the significance of that book is that so many of the prophecies in that book came to pass. With Obama's election, it isn't that Obama's been a perfect president. We'll probably talk some on the show about things that disappoint us and things we'd like to see done better. But Obama's appointments to the his appointment of an FCC chair who sympathizes with many of these issues, and a number of the other actions that have been taken have begun a realization of many of the things talked about in that book. And so it really is, it's a very valuable book for folks who want to kind of get a sense of where we're at right now as regards a people's movement beginning to change
Well,
our
it's
political
sort
life.
of a greatest hits of mine. It's about 20 articles, several of which I wrote in the last 2 years, but some expand back into the 1990s, like you said, to give a history. And it's really the best stuff I did that wasn't already in a book form.
And
But you know, I don't
some
want
of
to
them we
brag.
wrote together.
Well, I don't want to brag about that one.
All right.
I'll let other people judge that. But the other premium for a $60 pledge that you can get is a book that is yet to be printed. In fact, John and I right now, this weekend, are reading the final galleys, catching the last typos we can, for a book that will be out formally in the beginning of January, but probably off the presses sometime in late November, early December, called The Death and Life of American Journalism. And this, because John's my co-author and he did such a great job, I can safely say, if not the best book we've written, it's certainly the most important. And I think, frankly, it's probably
I
our
think it is the
best.
best. And I mean it's not out of, you know, pat on the back kind of sort of situation. I've written a lot of books and so have you, Bob. And I think one of the things you realize is that sometimes you write a book that is the moment is exactly
Yeah,
right. The
exactly.
need is so great that it becomes, in a way, rather easy to write, but also intensely necessary. This book, which Bob and I have worked on for the better part of this year, is really our exploration of the current crisis, the collapse of journalism in America, closing of newspapers, shuttering of Washington bureaus, state house bureaus. And as we see the death of coverage of our political life, of our civic life, we ask the question, you know, what comes next? How do we deal with this? And I think we provide some answers.
And we're going to be talking about the book throughout the show. But right now, call, make your pledge to Media Matters at WILL 217-244-9455. Or you can go online to willpledge.org. It's got a safe, secure method, a number of options to pay there. $60 gets you either of the books we just described. $100 gets you both. You know, we've got a target of 100 people to pledge during this program. I'd really like to see 200 come in. I'd like, you know, actually, I'd like to get up to 10% of our listenership, which is the average. I think
Well,
we could.
and can we say to folks that this show, because our listeners to this show have been so supportive
Yeah.
over the years, this show pulls a lot of weight at WILL. This is a
Yeah.
show that really does help to support itself, and that's very, very important because it sends a message people care about these issues, but it also helps the whole station. And so we really hope that people will call in during this 2 hour period. In fact, we hope they call in right now
Yeah,
at
do it now.
217-244-9455 and make that commitment to WILL in general and this broad notion that we can have a people's media in this country, but also send a signal about this show that you understand that this show, which focuses so much on media and politics, is an essential part of the mix. We really could use your calls at 217-244-9455.
That was John Nichols you're listening to. I'm Bob McChesney. This is WILL AM 580. This is our pledge week for Media Matters. We need your support. And we've got a great show lined up for you. You know, one of the beats we cover here at Media Matters every week is the crucial media policy fights in the United States that are going on that determine the shape and nature of our media system. And for, to that end, we have, John, as you know, every for the first 5 minutes usually of every program, we have Media Minutes, which is produced by Free Press, the group John and I co-founded 7 years ago. Now, God,
we're getting ancient old. History.
Ancient history. And people learn about all the fights going on about media ownership, public broadcasting, government spying.
Net neutrality.
And all the issues about keeping the Internet open and uncensored and stop it from being privatized. And our first producer of Media Matters, Ben Scott, who worked on the program when we got started, and some of you will remember Ben, went on and earned his PhD now here at the University of Illinois and is going on as now the policy director for Free Press in Washington. And he is really in the middle of everything, making history as we speak on issue after issue. And I think one of the issues that has gone, that's really been an issue we've talked a lot about in this program, but it's almost no attention anywhere else in the news media, is the question of net neutrality. Are the internet, the phone and cable companies, can they basically privatize the internet and determine which websites get through, which services get through, and which don't, and you have to pay them a toll? And since most Americans are in a situation where they only have one or two choices, mm-hmm. if one in many cases,
in many
two
states,
at most
in many
for
states,
broadband, yeah. This means this is people are the bottleneck of freedom of speech and freedom of the press in this country, completely unacceptable, I think, by democratic standards. And Free Press has been leading the fight on this. And I'll be honest, I thought this fight was a slam dunk. We had it won. I know how important, how huge the AT&T and Comcast and these lobbies are. They have thousands of lobbies, get paid gazillions of dollars, but they have no popular support for the position. And but I just see that the battle we're in right now with this lobby, it's similar to the health insurance companies.
Well, but also the thing you need to understand is that and you say you thought this was a slam dunk. The fact is, no, you didn't, because you know full well the history of media in this country is that corporations try to figure out a way to colonize each new media platform, each new vehicle by which we communicate. And they look at the collapse of print media in this country, the decline of broadcast media in this country, and they salivate at the internet because the internet, so many people are on it, so many people are using it. And so, yes, they're going to keep coming back again and again and again, trying to figure out a way to divide it up, to put barriers on it, and to use those divisions, those barriers, to make money. And Ben Scott, who we've worked with so much over the years,
and who's so, waiting on the line to
who's
talk
so
to
brilliant
us.
On this, Ben Scott is literally the guy who sometimes, without a lot of other folks, stands in front of that whole lobby of the telecommunications companies and says no.
Well, let's get Dr. Ben Scott, and we can call him that now for the first time since he's been back on the show, on the air with us. Ben, are you there?
I'm here, Bob.
And you know, we're here to raise money today, and I want you to, in a few seconds, to remind people just how important it is to support public radio and programs like Media Matters from your vantage point and the work you're doing and the research you've done. But first, I'd like an update, if you can. I saw a very distressing letter circulating that was sent to the FCC from 72, I believe, Democratic members of the House of Representatives late last week, in effect saying the FCC should go slow on implementing rules to make net neutrality the law of the land. Do I have a reason to be concerned? What's going on here, and how's this going to play out?
Well, if you listen really carefully there in central Illinois, you will hear the deafening noise of cash registers ringing on Capitol Hill. AT&T and other telecom companies have blitzed Washington with one of the most impressive lobbying campaigns that I've ever seen in my time in Washington. They are really putting the pedal to the metal to try to stop network neutrality from becoming law. They see a White House that wants net neutrality. They see an FCC chairman that wants net neutrality. They see a congressional leadership that wants net neutrality. And they see a public that wants net neutrality. And what do they do in response to that? Well, they spend money like crazy to get people to stand in the way of it. So as usual, people in Washington are choosing their campaign contributions and their favorite lobbyists over their constituents. But that's the bad news. The good news is that we're going to win this one. But we're going to win it by having lots of people shine the greatest disinfectant on this problem of corruption in Washington, and that's sunlight. We need to know about this issue. We need to talk about it. We need to understand the significance of network neutrality, because this decision will literally shape the future of the Internet. It will make it the transformative democratic communications technology that it can be for everyone, and it will keep it from becoming a bottlenecked closed system like the broadcasting world or the cable television world that we've been under for so many years.
Yeah, and not to toot Free Press's horn, but I think if you go to the freepress.net website, that's an awfully good place to start to get up to speed and know what to do to get involved in this issue. One of the things that's depressing, Ben Scott, is that this is not a banner story in our newspapers or our news media, simply because, you know, one does not need to be a communication professor or researcher like myself or working journalist like John Nichols to know that this story is going to shape the entirety of our media communication culture for the next generation. Whether we have an open internet that's uncensored by monopoly corporations that control it, like cable TV, or whether we have one that is censored and controlled, will determine everything.
That's absolutely right. And I'll tell you, you know, this is for your public radio listeners to this show right now. I was at an event with Vivian Schiller, the president of NPR, a couple of weeks ago, and she said something very profound. She said, you know, in a few years, the idea of radio and television and newspapers, they'll be irrelevant. What matters is content. What matters is newsrooms. What matters is public service media distributed over whatever medium we have. And the Internet is going to come to dominate that. So what we care about in public radio today, what we care about in public television today, that will be public media distributed over the Internet. It won't be long before there are more listeners of Media Matters online at the WILL website than there are over the air in Central Illinois. And that's the remarkable shift that we're seeing these today in technology, and that's why network neutrality is not only so important for the media system at large, but critical for the future of public media, because the public media system is not going to be one of those well-heeled interests that buys its way into the fast lane of the Internet. It is going to be the core of what we believe is the public's right to know, the information distribution system of the 21st century.
And Ben, this is actually why the AT&Ts and the big companies are fighting so hard right now, isn't it? Because they know that if we have net neutrality, if we actually have an open, free communication as we move into this new technologies, that their ownership, their control becomes much less than it ever has been before.
That's right, and you know, that's as it should be. We're trying to remove these gatekeepers, these bottlenecks. We're trying to avoid a day when Jay Pierce and Bob McChesney have to pay a premium to AT&T to send Media Matters out over the Internet. That would be a disaster, not only for Media Matters, but for every local broadcast programming across the country.
And the only premium we want paid is the one that callers are going to make right now by calling 217-244-9455 and pledging to Will to support Media Matters, support the station. As we've said, Ben, and I think you heard, $60 gets you the new book John Nichols and I have just finished that's coming out shortly, The Death and Life of American Journalism, or my classic book, The Political Economy of Media. $100 gets you both. This is the first offer to get John in my new book. No one else on earth has seen it but us and our immediate family. Ben, you've read portions of it, and you know are well aware of the crisis we face with journalism coming down the road. What do you think the chances are we're going to be able to cue this up as a major political issue in the coming years?
Well, I don't think it's a question of if. I think it's a question of when. This thing is a freight train coming straight at us. And I'll tell you a short little story about it, which is this. This book is going to be a fantastic and important intervention. And it is because we're facing a crisis. Commercial journalism, the marketplace of news and information, is abandoning public service.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is look around. Local broadcasting and radio and television has largely abandoned news. Local newspapers are hurting. Their budgets are shrinking. There aren't as many reporters in the state houses or at city councils doing the work of democracy. Who does that when we have that market failure, when there's no commercial interest that wants to do this, if there ever was? We have to step up as a society and invest. I was over recently in Germany visiting some family, and I happened to meet with the German public broadcasters, and they were saying they're facing the same crisis, and they're seeing it as this huge, important problem. But in Germany, the public media system has 50% of the market. 50% of their media is already public service, is already non-commercial, is already focused on the public and not on turning a dime. And their concerns, our public media sector is in the single digits. And the only reason that it's as robust as it is because listeners like those who are listening to this show right now step up on days like today and they write a check.
That's what sustains us. They do it by calling 217-244-9455. But also, Ben, when you're what you're saying there is such a critical message, because a minute ago we were asking you, why isn't the net neutrality fight being covered? And certainly there are corporate ownership issues and things of that nature, but there's also the reality that Washington is no longer covered in many of the regulatory agencies in the way that it was even 5-10 years ago. Washington bureaus are closing day and every day, and we're really seeing vast areas of the federal government, which you work with in so many ways, going dark. They just aren't being covered anymore. And that strikes me as a death of democracy moment.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And I'll give you a great example. At the Federal Communications Commission, which governs every issue that controls the entire media system, not to mention the internet and cell phones, there's not a single reporter from the New York Times that covers the FCC that's in Washington. They cover it from New York, and they have a blogger, but they don't have anybody on the beat. And the New York Times is not only important for the readers in New York. New York Times sets the tone for the entire news system.
Well, it must I'm sure, Ben, that CBS, NBC, all those guys, they have camera crews there every
day. Right. Yeah, right. But we rely on a half a dozen or so very dedicated journalists. But, you know, I'll tell you, they fear for their jobs. And this beat is critically important. I mean, if we don't know about these issues, we're going to wake up one day and the media system is going to be in the hands of AT&T and the like, and we'll have wondered what happened.
Mm-hmm. Ben Scott, I can't thank you enough for all you've done, for your work, and also for joining us today. I know it's a Sunday. You work very hard. You're taking time out of your limited leisure life. Thanks so much for calling in. And any final words to our listeners?
Well, my final word is that this show is amongst the most important that you're going to listen to. It's a critical day to step up and contribute and support this work. It's not only important in Central Illinois, it's important across the country and across the globe.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Ben Scott, for joining us. And I've gotten a note here from Melissa Trentz, our producer. She's doing a whale of a job, by the way. She stepped in for Andrew Boyle a couple months ago. And we've got three pledges already in the first 22 minutes. I'm not super at math, but I'm good enough to know that 3 in 20 minutes is not getting the job done. Now, I can understand people might be transfixed on Ben's words of wisdom, or our words of wisdom, perhaps, especially Ben's.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's mostly Ben there, I think.
Mostly Ben. Yeah. But we really need folks to call in right now to show your support for Media Matters. The money, again, just to clarify, so we don't do these shows very often. The money, again, does not go for hot tubs or junkets to Las Vegas. It goes to pay heating bills, phone bills, electricity bills, to pay the salaries of a very stretched, thin staff.
Well, a handful of people.
And the staff is made up of people. I've been there now 7.5 years. I think I can say, because I've seen a lot of radio stations, you're going to have to go a long way to find a more dedicated, devoted staff to the community than you get at WILL, Jay Pierce, Jack Brighton, just up and down the list.
Well, but let's make something clearer to listeners here. Bob's not paid to do this show. I'm certainly not paid to come in and help to do the pledge drive. We do this because we really do believe that it is essential to have public media, to have media that is owned by the people, not by some corporation in Los Angeles or New York. And that's why the pledge drive becomes so important, and why the individual engagement, the calling in at 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, becomes so important, because this is the point where you, listeners, step up as owners, as the people who really do guide this institution. But as with any owner, your guiding of this institution is reflected in your commitment to it. How engaged will you get? Will you call in and make a pledge at 217-244-9455 and say, look, I really want to make sure that there is serious discussion about media, politics, democracy on air in not just this community, but via the internet all over. This is a show that's had, and just in recent weeks, as guests.
We're going to go down the list.
Unbelievable
pretty soon. Yeah.
Players, people who don't do local public radio very often, but Michael Moore, Joseph Stieglitz, others, Nobel Prize winners, who do this particular show because they think it is so very important. We hope you will think it is equally important.
Well, we do have a few people to thank, John, and I do want to thank them. John Lee from Farina, thank you very much for your pledge. And let's go to, who else do we have? Oh, Linda Lorenz, thank you. Diane and Charles Nickham, thank all of you. Mm-hmm. Let's give them some company, everyone. Let's call in and make a pledge. And, you know, another point it's important to make, we asked for $60 because that'll get you a copy of one of the two books that are the premiums, including the brand new one that John and I just wrote, mm-hmm. The Death and Life of American Journalism. But, you know, if you don't have $60, you can still pledge. You'll notice that when they give us our target, they don't give us a cash total. Uh-huh. They give us a number of callers. We know the economy is not going great for people, but that's all the more reason why we need public broadcasting. But, you know, if you can only give $20 or $10, give $20 or $10. If you can only give $30, give $30. Mm-hmm. Give what you can. But I'll tell you this, at the other end of the spectrum, some of us are fortunate. You know, we still have our jobs. We're doing okay. And if this is the time, if you can give $200 or $500 or $1,000, make that call, because that's the way you can help your brothers and sisters at the other end of the spectrum who like this program, who want to support it, but simply can't afford to do so at this time because the economy is still, as we all know, not doing all that well.
And one of the things is this show has talked about these economic realities in some very blunt and very detailed ways. And that's, again, something that your support of this program makes sure that we continue to have a dialogue about issues that aren't discussed every place else. And I want to echo what Bob just said there. This is something that Bob and I have done for years in these pledge drives. We've argued, frankly, with the folks who run radio stations where we do pledge drives, said, look, you know, we don't want a cash number. That's not our passion. Our passion is that it's the number of people who engage, the number of citizens who come in and support public media. And the reason we think that is so incredibly important is because, again, you know, this is the one place where we ought to all be equal, whether we're given a dollar or $100, but that we do need those numbers. We need that level of commitment. We need at least 100 callers during this two-hour program. We've got 3 so far. That's great, but we need a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, we need a lot more. And, you know, John, I'm going to give you a quiz now, and I want the listeners right now to play with John, see if they can answer this quiz. I'm going to give you a set of names, and I'm going to ask you what all these names have in common. Howard Zinn, U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, Andrew Bacevich, James Galbraith, Susan Douglas, Dean Baker, Matt Taibbi, Juan Cole, Greg Mitchell, editor and publisher, Robert Greenwald, your boss, Katrina Vandenhoevel, Amy Goodman, Kevin Phillips, Chris Hedges, Noam Chomsky, Ralph Nader, Naomi Klein, Mark Weisbrot, Thomas Frank, U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky, Janine Jackson, Christian Parenti, Lawrence Lessig, Glenn Greenwald, Wendell Potter, Gore Vidal, and Michael Moore. What do all those people have in common, John Nichols?
Well, it's a list of the most brilliant, engaged journalists and political players in the country. I guess what I would say that they're super citizens.
Well, that's one of the things they have in common, and we love them much. There's one other thing they have in common. Hopefully listeners have found out while they're dialing 244-9455 what it is. They're some of the guests we've had in the last year.
Just in the last year.
Just in the last 52 weeks. Yeah. Those are some of the folks we've had. And, you know, what I like to tell people is, you know, if you like having a chance to hear people like Chomsky or Naomi Klein or U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown for a full hour, mm-hmm. or Bernie Sanders, who's been on in the last year, for a full hour with questions, with the time, long answers. Mm-hmm. If you like that, take the taste test. Head on down the dial and see how many other stations give you that in Champaign or in Urbana or anywhere else for that matter. And I think when you do, you're going to say, maybe it's time I dial 217-244-9455 and demonstrate that this is the sort of radio I want to support. This is what I really want to see Will doing. I want to see public stations doing. And it's an asset to our Central Illinois and to the nation that we can't lose.
Well, I just want to emphasize, I've been lucky over the years to do a good deal of work with Gore Vidal on a variety of different projects. And I just want to emphasize, Gore Vidal does not do a lot of local public radio interviews around the country. Michael Moore does not. Jamie Galbraith, the great economist who wrote The Predator State, which I still argue is one of the best books done on our current economic crisis. These are people who are, you know, flying around the world advising nations on what to do. Joseph Stiglitz, people like that. And yet they make time for this particular show. And, you know, it'd be nice to say, well, they do it because of Bob and stuff like that. And I think they do have great respect for Bob.
No,
but I also
audience.
Think it's that they believe do. That this program has developed out a reputation as a place where there can be a very serious dialogue for an hour of a much higher quality than you get almost any place on public radio, certainly any place in commercial media. And so something very special has happened here. But the only way that that continues, the only way that it remains as strong and vibrant and influential as it is for people to support this program. And they do so by simply calling 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, or going on the internet. It's very, very easy to do on the internet. You go to willpledge.org, will, W-I-L-L, pledge, P-L-E-D-G-E, one word, .org. Go there. You can just do it all. You don't even have to talk to a human being. Now, we happen to have wonderful people who would like to talk to you if you want to call 217-244-9455. And I'm thinking that they're probably feeling a little lonely, a little Maytag repairman.
Yeah, they're probably playing Thumb War or something in there. And I think we want to give them some business. You've just been listening to John Nichols. I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters, of course, on WILL AM 580. This is our special two-hour pledge drive show where we try to raise money so we can keep this station going and we can keep this program going and we can continue to play the role we've been playing. We know we have literally tens of thousands of people listen to this program. We're asking for at least 100 of you to step forward. If we got the average of the normal public station gets, we ought to be getting 300 or 400. We've only gotten a handful of people.
Well, I'm kind of bummed out because it's actually rather nice weather today. I was hoping we'd have some of that like really cold, ugly weather from a few days ago where people didn't want to go outside.
That shouldn't stop people.
Well, you see, I'm facing the reality. There aren't that many more pleasant days left, and I'm sure there's some folks who are either outside or heading out, but this is why the cell phone was invented. If you've got one and you're in the car, you're out shopping, doing something, it is very, very easy to call in. It's very quick. This takes a minute or so to make a pledge. It's not hard to do. 217-244-9455.
It's such a great feeling once you've made your pledge.
Really,
you know, because in my view, public radio is not about one-way flow. It's a two-way flow.
Yeah.
You know, the listeners of this show play a crucial role. I mean, we don't exist without you, obviously, but probably a third of the guests we have come from suggestions from listeners.
Oh, yeah.
People emailing. I get email all the time. Melissa Trentz, our producer, gets email all the time. And we take it very seriously. We answer it all, even the occasional cranks, people who might not think I'm the smartest guy on earth. And that's fair enough. But we appreciate it. And we come to you once or twice a year, asking you to step up to the plate and say, yeah, this is something of value to me. This station that graciously hosts and supports Media Matters, WILL, and this program is something I want to see alive and well and more of, and I need it more than ever in the coming year. This is the time to step up. And, you know, John, we've been talking about our premiums that people get by calling in and making their pledge to 244-9455. The premiums, you know, include two books for the $60 pledge, one of which is my most recent book, Political Economy of the Media. The other one of which is our forthcoming book. We have literally finished, and we're proofreading the final galleys right now. It'll be going to press within a couple of weeks, The Death and Life of American Journalism. And one of the things that's striking to me on this show in the last year, with guests like Tom Frank and Naomi Klein and countless others, the issue of what's happening with journalism is a constant refrain. And what's striking to me, John, is almost all our guests sort of throw up their hands and say, I have no idea what we can do. It's hopeless.
And let's be very clear. A year ago, you and I didn't necessarily have all the answers either. And one of the great things about writing a book, and one of the most important things about it, is that you get to take that time and go and talk to a lot of people, not just in the United States, but around the world. In researching this book, I went to Europe and spent time in Oslo, meeting with some of the top newspaper editors and internet journalists in the world. We've talked to people all over the U.S. and in other countries.
Definitely.
And what we did with this book was to say, look, we understand what's happening and we detail it at some length, but what we're really about is figuring out, how are we going to answer this crisis? How do we respond to it? And that's the funny thing was that the choosing of the title of a book is a much more important act than we sometimes are conscious of. Excuse me. And
I get choked up about our book.
It's beautiful. So. But one of the things was that we, as we chose that title of the book, we thought about all sorts of different variations. And we ultimately came to the conclusion that the right title was The Death and Life of Journalism, because it is possible for America to have a rich and vibrant and meaningful journalism in the 21st century. But that will only happen if people get engaged with journalism and with media as an issue.
You know, it's even more than that, I'd say, for this book, because, you know, in all the guests we've had in the last year, the assumption is, well, if journalism is going down the tubes, his firms can't make money doing it. Well, that's the American way. There's nothing we can do about it. That's how the founders wanted it, and that's how it's always going to be in a free society, for better or for worse, at least in America. And I think what we demonstrate in the book is just the opposite, that American journalism was built on massive postal and public subsidies, wouldn't have existed or hardly exist without it. And it's, I think it's fair to say our democracy wouldn't have survived or grown throughout the 19th century without this foundation of massive federal support of journalism and subsidies. And when we understand it that way, that sort of change, a light comes on then. The skies open, the dark clouds recede, and you begin to see there's a way out of our crisis. And that's what the book is about, showing us the way out that other countries have found. And that's really the great American tradition of freedom of the press.
One of the things we say in the preface, which I was just going over yesterday as we, you know, the final stages of doing
this. Glad to hear you're doing your job.
I indeed, yes. But one of the things we say is that ultimately, as we search for answers here, we realize, as is so often the case in the American experiment, that the place to go is back to the founding and go back to the people who wrote the Constitution, who put that freedom of the press protection into the First Amendment. They did protect a free press, and they meant a press that was not censored, that was not controlled by the government. But they also meant, and they said it again and again and again, a press that reached every American, that was easily accessible, and frankly, easy to create. And they wanted a lot of newspapers, a lot of periodicals, a lot of people in the game communicating, and they wanted every American to have access to that. And so their conception of a free press was, yes, A, not censored or controlled by the government, but B, organized in a manner that it was easy to produce and everybody had a shot at getting quality journalism.
You actually had a press. It could be done. It wasn't economically impossible.
And so they, as a government, stepped in to create the landscape, to create the playing field, if you will, that would sustain a free press. And it worked. And this is what we come back to again and again. It's not rocket science. It is a doable act.
It's a solvable problem.
It's only unsolvable. It's only, you know, this intractable crisis that so many of our major media outlets keep talking about. It is only undoable if you refuse to put the option of people-driven, citizen-driven, democratic media on the table.
John Nichols, just speaking there about our book, which is a premium, as I said, if you make a $60 pledge, The Death and Life of American Journalism. We need your support. I'm Bob McChesney. This is WILL AM 580. Please call. Make your pledge now, 217-244-9455. We do have a handful of people I want to thank.
There's one. We got to love this. There's Anonymous called in.
Anonymous. Doing. We can't tell the amounts, John. But
I'm just going to say that We have some people who are doing some very creative ways of giving here.
That's
and
right.
Very generous. And
very,
I just want to thank
you, Anonymous.
Mr. Anonymous.
Or Ms.
Or Ms. Anonymous.
But other people we can't name, Robert Neville or Neville, who I know has given in the past, and I keep butchering his name. Thank you so much, Robert. Lynn and Martha Wenzel, thank you very much for your generous pledges. Professor Charles Dellman and Professor Barbara Lawrence, I'm glad to see my colleagues are getting involved. Thank you both very much. Donna Henry, thank you very much. Likewise, thanks to Daniel James. Please, if you're listening right now and you haven't called in yet, and I think the vast majority of our audience has not yet called in, join those wonderful folks at 217-244-9455. Make your pledge. Get one of our premiums that we've been talking about. There are other premiums, too, for those of you who... You know,
heard enough of McChesney and Nichols.
Yeah, if you had your belly full of my stuff. There are a couple of good things here. You know, if you give $75, if you get for $60, you also get the Will member card, which gets you 2-for-1 dining at restaurants all around Central Illinois and Chicago. $75 gets you 2 member cards. That's in addition to the other stuff. That's just they throw that
cool
baby
stuff
in. That pays for itself if you eat out, which I happen to do, as my waistline demonstrates. We've also got at $75 a stainless steel Will travel mug with the new logo on it. For $60, you get the morning edition 30th anniversary mugs. I'm a big mug guy. I think that's great.
You get mugged frequently.
And then if you do it, there's tremendous lifts of stuff you can find. Also,
The L.L. Bean Balsam Fir Holiday Wreath.
Yeah, that's for $120, and that's only if you pay with credit card. Now, don't ask me why.
It's cool, man. But I'm just thinking, you know, look, that's the end of it here. If you don't even have to care about media, you don't have to read our books, you don't have to drink coffee and go for the mug, you can get the L.L. Bean holiday wreath for a modest $120. But the fact of the matter is, we would love people to call in and seek one of the premiums. That's great, and we want those premiums to go out.
Breaking news, we had a couple, Charles Delmer and Barbara Lawrence, who we've already thanked.
Yeah.
They've added a challenge to the next. They'll add $10 to each of the next 10 pledges, but they have to come in before 2 o'clock. So if you've been waiting, you're sort of, some people want to wait. Well, I want to hear Professor Noam Chomsky talk from 2 to 2:30, uh-huh. or I want to hear Norman Solomon update us on what's happening in Afghanistan. I'm going to wait and make my call then. They're saying make it now, and I agree with them. Let's get those calls in right now. They're going to tack on $10 to every pledge before 2 o'clock up to the first 10. And I can't thank the professors, Delmer and Lawrence.
So we got
enough.
20 minutes, and so everybody calls in. You call in with a $10 pledge, it becomes a $20 pledge.
And here's another great one. Oh, this is, you're going to love this, mm-hmm. John, because you're Mr. International.
There you go.
Among other things. We've gotten just now a pledge from Lorcan Murray of Boyle, Ireland.
That is so cool.
That is very cool.
And is there something else from the Netherlands, right?
Unnamed, but someone from the Netherlands pledged on the website. So this is, and Robert Mannion from Tarrytown, New York. So I think you're getting a sense of the national, international scope, thanks to the internet.
Well, and I do think, look, this is something to emphasize, that the issues that we talk about on this show, that Bob talks about with so many of his guests, are not issues that are unique to Central Illinois or even the United States. They are often global issues of huge import, and people from around the world, you know, tune into this show via the internet, via the vehicles that they have available to them. But the support for this show, while we're delighted to get a pledge from Ireland or a pledge from the Netherlands, the core support for this show comes from this unique community, the Champaign-Urbana area and the communities around it, going out into the countryside over toward the Indiana border.
Yeah, we're going to Indiana.
Yeah, right, and up all the way to the suburban Chicago. But this region of the country has some just incredibly remarkable people who have sustained this station long before Bob and I came along.
Yeah.
And so it's a very, very important relationship between a station and its community of listeners.
Let's
you can
give
sustain
that
relationship.
217-244-9455. We should have an hourglass or something so we remember, because we always get irate messages, you know, if you go
forgot
more than,
to mention the, which, but you know, I mean, we feel like we're saying it every 10 seconds.
We should have a rock song or a jingle.
Now is the time, though, my gosh, because you get the double, you get that
extra $10. And also then you can sit back and relax and listen to Noam Chomsky and Norman Solomon in the second hour today, because this is our special 2-hour
And Chomsky
program.
Will not have to berate you for your lack of support.
Who would want to be berated by Noam Chomsky?
I'm telling you, man. He's coming to your house.
One of the kindest men on earth. You don't want to get.
You don't
want
to turn
side.
Him against you.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. So make that call to 244-9455. Support this program. Support the work we're doing. Support this station. And you know, I like to have this program too, because it gives me an opportunity, which I don't have normally, to thank WILL. Again, I everlasting regret, if you go around and listen to NPR stations around the country, there are some wonderful shows, and especially at the local level. But there aren't a lot of shows like this one.
I would think there are about precisely one.
Yeah, regrettably so. Yeah. It took a lot of courage for WIL to take this show on, and vision and guts and commitment to the community. And Jay Pierce and Jack Brighton and the folks at the station who in 2002 gave me a chance to do this program, they did so because they got feedback. They listened to shows. They liked it. They didn't have to have some focus group tell them that the show would have some potential. They listened to the shows I'd done when I was in Madison at the community station. But they also knew this would be a show that probably a lot of people in the community would like, that it would strike a chord no one was getting. And they said that's what public radio ought to do. And I think if you're a listener to this show, to the station, that's a sign to you that you want to reward that behavior.
Oh, yeah.
You want to say, hey, that's my type of public radio station, the one that is willing to not just sort of color between the lines and do what they're told to do by some focus group or some marketing survey, but rather says we're going to talk to people, find out what they want, and give them that sort of programming.
Well, and there's something else too, that since you went on air doing this show, and you and I have done these pledge drives just about every time.
Yeah, just about.
But the listeners have stepped up and supported this show. This show often gets one of the very highest levels of support
of any
program.
We usually get 100 callers, and we've got I'll be honest, folks, we need you to step up. Yeah. We've been waiting, holding back, trying to get the cell phone away from a family member. Call 244-9455, area code 217. That's 244-9455, or go to willpledge.org. We've got a bevy of wonderful premiums for you, depending on whatever you give. And I just want to repeat the point John and I have made already, but it's something that we want to keep repeating. We set the target here not by cash amounts. They don't even usually tell me how much money we actually raise. We set it by the number of callers we get. We know that some people can't afford $60. And they'll say, I'm going to sit this one out and let someone else pay this time. Maybe I'll things pick up for me. I'll get back to you next year or the year after that. You know, if you can only give $10, give $10. We've had some pledges already that only give $10.
Well, look, I'll go even lower. If you want to call and pledge $1.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Because again, the thing we come back to is that this notion of mass support, you know, a large number of people supporting a certain type of journalism, a certain type of communications. So we want that 100 calls. We want a lot more, frankly.
Plus, we've got the challenge. This goes for 15 more minutes, where we've got this very generous pledge or challenge offer from Charles Delmer and Barbara Lawrence that they're going to add $10 to each of the next 10 pledges. As long as they come in before 2 o'clock. I think we've got two or three that have qualified. We've got many slots open. So folks need to call in at 244-9455. Take advantage of that. And, you know, sit back, relax then, and listen to Noam Chomsky. And from 2 to 2:30, we'll have him here. And from 2:30 to 3, we're going to have Norman Solomon. You know, we really, and the other side of the coin, though, John, we were talking about if you only have $10 or $20, give $10 or $20. The other side of the coin is that if you know, you've got a good job, or if your financial situation is secure, and if you really appreciate what we're doing on this program, be you in Ireland, Netherlands, Urbana, Champaign, Monticello, you take your pick, wherever you are, Chicago, this is the time to maybe give a little more.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to ramp it up a bit, because we've been talking about the crisis in journalism, the sort of issues we're talking about right here. Net neutrality, the collapse of journalism, U.S. foreign policy, which we'll be talking about with Professor Chomsky and Norman Solomon. You know, if we're not here, you're not going to be getting this on air very many places. Some places you will, but this is, we'd like to think, a lifeline for a lot of people, for different perspectives, for thoughtful perspectives, and a chance to listen to the guests as we went down already, people who have a full hour to develop their ideas, and they don't have to squirt out sound bites. They aren't going to have me yelling at them and lecturing them and interrupting them. And most importantly, they aren't going to have me cut out every 7 minutes for 3.5 minutes of commercials.
You mean you're not going to do the Glenn Beck thing here?
Oh, let's not go there.
But let me emphasize that this program is it's about media. It deals with media by and large. But media matters in American life because it matters to our politics. It matters to our governance. If we, the people, don't have a sustained source of quality information, many sources of quality information, we can't govern ourselves. And one of the things that Bob and I have talked about so often on this show, and so many of Bob's guests have talked about, is the absolutely essential role that good communications, open, honest, freewheeling communications has in the political life of the country. And we're seeing that play out right now in the healthcare debate. You know, there's an absurdity to the healthcare debate, largely because so much of our major media covers it in such a vapid, almost ridiculous manner. And this is really an alternative. And when people support this program...
You know who we had on healthcare on this show? Wendell Potter.
Who is the whistleblower, the former Cigna executive who quit the insurance industry to go out and say, oh, these guys are lying to you. Well,
he's the head of PR.
He knows about the lies.
He's the architect of it.
And this is a very, very central thing because we're now in the midst of a fundamental, huge national debate about core policy, whether we're going to have a healthcare system that takes care of Americans. And frankly, most of the media coverage has been so horrific, so ridiculous that it has warped the debate. And so when you call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, and make a pledge to this program, one of the things you're saying is, look, I want to make sure that I've got a place I can go to every week and hear a deeper, broader, better discussion, something that helps me with information, but also helps me to understand what's going wrong. That show with Wendell Potter was an essential program because it cut through so much of the spin and gave people something they aren't going to get anyplace else, except Bill Moyers, maybe.
And he's been on, I think, and MSNBC's had him
he's
on
done,
once
no,
or twice.
For, yeah. But I've been
but
on those
shows.
For
the long segments.
No, yeah. Wendell and I have been on it. We did Ed Schultz's show together just recently, and I got almost 5 minutes, and Wendell had four.
Yeah.
And you know, this is 3-4 minutes is great. And yes, in this soundbite society, it matters. But this program, where people can support it, 217-244-9455, this program gives it an hour to develop those ideas. Anybody who listened to that program with Wendell Potter, I think, has an understanding of the healthcare debate that I would argue supersedes not merely that of most media anchors in this country, but also that of a lot of the policymakers themselves. You know, and that's why this show becomes so important. Listeners to this show get a chance to be really in the heart of the matter and know why things happen the way they do, and hopefully, as citizens, then to intervene in ways that are very important.
Well, we have a few more people to thank. John Nichols, for calling in to 244-9455, area code 217. I think a couple of them actually went to willpledge.org as well.
We like that.
I want to thank these folks for showing their support. We've got Ken Maupin of Beaverton, Oregon. Here we are again.
What is this? There's a little bit of a challenge for Illinois.
Yeah,
here,
really, come on, Champaign-Urbana.
Outsiders.
We do have an anonymous that's local, fortunately. An anonymous, and this is a great case. They say my financial resources are not what they ought to be right now, but I do want to give what I can because this is the most important show that I know of. Well, thank you very much, mm-hmm. Anonymous, and we mm-hmm. promise we're going to keep working for you for the next year. And then very generous email. I'm ashamed. I'm not going to read this one, mm-hmm. but it's very kind, and I appreciate it.
It's some guy from the Netherlands who says that, McChesney, you're a champion.
Warm greetings from Utrecht, Netherlands. Yeah, and again, we're delighted that we're passing the taste test in Oregon and New York and Ireland and Holland.
And in Illinois, I hope.
Well, it's time for Illinois to step up to the plate, Champaign and Urbana. We've got a lot of support.
We've got about 9 more minutes that if people call, whatever you call and give, like the anonymous caller said he didn't have that much to give. The fact is, he or she was bumped up.
That's right.
He ended up giving a lot more than anticipated
more.
Because we have this match. Anytime somebody call, any call you give, whatever you're given, in the next 9 minutes, you'll get $10 tacked onto it.
Yeah.
So you give us $10, you're given 20. You give us $20, you're given 30. It's great. And when somebody, I think it's so important, when somebody does step up and do one of these match offers, it's so vital that we take advantage of it.
Well, I think it shows the sort of support and determination people have for the program, for the station. And it draws out the point that I think is oftentimes lost in our communication system, which is, you know, in a commercial media system, basically it's one group sends, the other group receives. Mm-hmm. And then the way it's driven in commercial radio, take the taste test, slip down the dial and check it out, mm-hmm. is they're basically interested in turning you upside down, shaking the money out of your pants, and then letting go. And that's the whole logic of the system. And you're just there basically to listen to ads and buy products. And they'll give you stuff between the ads to keep your attention. But otherwise, they couldn't care less about the integrity of the content, or they don't care as much as they ought to.
Because it's not commercial radio, you're treated as a consumer or potentially as a supporter of some kind of policy.
But at any rate,
radio, you are treated as a citizen. And a voter, as somebody who can guide things.
And even more than a show like this, John, it's one step further. You're a co-producer.
Absolutely.
I mean, Melissa Trentz and I depend upon our listening base to help us with story ideas. I depend on some of our great listeners to come up with better questions than I've got week after week. That's why I love doing a live show. I'm oftentimes on the show saying, wow, I wish I had thought of that.
Absolutely.
Asking better questions than I am. So this is the time we need all of you, because we know we have thousands who listen, not just online all over the world, but many thousands right here in East Central Illinois. We need you to call right now. Make your pledge. We're going to go a full 2 hours today. Call 217-244-9455. And then once you make your pledge, you can sit back and relax. We've got Noam Chomsky coming up at 2 to 2:30 slot. We've got Norman Solomon from 2:30 to 3. We've got a great second hour for you.
Kind of doing the begging up front here, you know. But understand why we're doing this. This is Bob and I have been on this show. Bob's on every week. I've been on relatively often. And usually we talk about the politics of the moment, what's going on that day and or that week, and really dig into these fundamental issues. And we love doing that. But we also love doing these pledge shows. because this is where we make that connection. Bob refers to it as, you know, with connecting with our producers. But I also think it's just a way that in the most classic small-D democratic way, listeners become something more than listeners. They become participants. You become a citizen, and you become a part of this program as a defining player. Even if you don't call up with an idea or a question, the fact that you're supporting the program makes it possible to go out and do so much more. So call it 217-244-9455. Make a pledge.
Breaking news, John Nichols. I just got a note from Melissa Trentz, the producer of Media Matters, that there's some sort of problem right now with our pledge lines. Really? So if you do... Yeah, maybe AT&T didn't like that stuff about net
neutrality. Okay, we take it back.
Just kidding, guys.
Yeah. Man, wouldn't that be ugly?
No, but they said if you get put on hold, just keep trying. They're working to fix the problem. So we not only need to make a call to make your pledge, we need you to possibly keep calling.
You may need to walk it down to the station.
This is where the money has to go for, upgrade our
phone. Get better
phones. Here. Yeah,
but
right.
Hey, you know, by the way, okay, so do you know, kind of push this thing through. Let's make that work because these people are sitting there wanting to take your pledge. So
it's very
wait for them, make
for
it happen.
Them.
But also, if you want to just get it through right away, willpledge.org, willpledge.org.
And it's a secure system. There's a number of ways you can pay there. It's to find your comfort zone, but it's completely secure. So, yeah, go to willpledge.org. Or if you do go to 244-9455, area code 217, of course, you might have to call back again.
I like to think there's so many people calling that you know, it's just slightly overwhelming, but that please don't – we probably shouldn't even be telling you this. We want you to keep trying to call, keep pushing it, and because we really need – we need to have the support during this 2 hours. This is very, very important. It's important within the world of WILL because it's a way of saying, you know, this program that deals with media issues is one that has a tremendous amount of support. It's also important in the overall world of public radio because public radio is, you know, pulled in a lot of different directions. And when it is possible for Jay Pierce to say, look, we've got a program out in Champaign-Urbana, that deals with media issues and has a huge listenership, gets a terrific level of support. When we have a pledge drive, they call 217-244-9455, and they support this program. And we really need the calls now. We need the folks to go to willpledge, willpledge.org, and you know, step up, make the commitment. If you give $60, you will get a copy of the new book that Bob McChesney and I have written, The Death and Life of American Journalism. We think it's a very, very important book, but you can also get a copy of Bob's terrific book from last year,
Political Economy of Media.
And if you give $100, you can get them both. You can read one with each eye.
Well, or whatever. We don't have a Braille edition. You're pretty much stuck with using your eyes. But the number again, 244-9455. I'm Bob McChesney. I've been doing this show for 7.5 years. John Nichols, I think you were my very first guest. You're on twice a year for the pledge shows. We usually get you back at least once a year just to have a talk
about
politics.
In fact, we did quite a bit last year during the presidential
election. That's right. That's our passion, of course, media and politics. That's why we write about it. And we know we have a great audience here. Mm-hmm. The feedback we get for the show is tremendous. It keeps me going. It's why I like to do the show, why I've stuck with it, why my family's been gracious enough to let me take Sunday afternoons off. And John has his daughter. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
She's actually joined us at times.
Yeah, she's had to, or else we wouldn't have
you. She's getting old enough now that she can go out and do her own thing. But
this is the moment we need you all to show your support. We need to step up and play. Then we'll get back to business as usual. But I love these shows because this is the chance we can see that, you know, what we're doing is important. That having Noam Chomsky on or Norman Solomon, like we're going to do in the next hour, to sort of give their take on what's going on in American politics in a way that you aren't going to be getting in many other programs on the radio dial is worth it to you. Having a station that carries a show like this, that this is important to you, that you want to show your support for this type of public broadcasting. And the number here at WILL, again, 244-9455. Area code 217. Be patient if it's a little tricky getting through. Call a second time or go to the secure website, willpledge.org. We only have a couple of minutes left before the challenge grant is over.
Yeah, it's $10 onto any pledge that anybody makes. You got about 2 more minutes. So call right now and whatever you can give. You know, look, bottom line, you give $1, you're giving 11. So any amount
well,
that you
or
give,
if you're giving a thousand, you're giving
a thousand and ten. I know Bob's always going for the high levels. I'm there with the people, and so
well, the people giving a thousand are good people too.
I love them. Yeah, but the bottom line is this is the time to make that call. You're gonna get a little bump up on it thanks to the generous match that a couple of professors from University
right.
of Illinois
a
have done, which
professors.
Is wonderful, and also again you get the pleasure, the honor, if you will, of being able to say that you are sustaining quality media, you are supporting and making possible a real dialogue, a much richer dialogue than you're going to get on the shouting cable shows or most of talk radio. So
I remember, John, the first time I gave money to a public broadcaster was back when I was in my 20s, many decades ago, in the late 70s. I was living in Seattle. And I'd listened to the station for years, and I'd never when these pledge shows came in, I'd listen to them, and I'd say, well, I never even think they applied to me. Oh, there must be shows are for someone else. Yeah, I don't give money to those stations.
It's disconnected for me. Or,
and then finally, it sort of dawned on me. I sort of took a look in the mirror, and I said, you know, I listen to the station all the time. I listen to a lot of these shows I really like, and they don't have any advertising. They don't have private owners. You know, what's the program here? Why am I letting other people, you know, pay my bills? You know. And I think that a lot of you, if you've given us money, John, and I love you, want to give you a hug.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you listen to this program, you listen to WILL in general, and you're not a pledge, you're letting someone else sort of pay the bills.
Well, I think of it like that. It's like, you know, if you pull into a gas station, you're going to the Led Zeppelin show, and you know, somebody says, "Hey, anybody got money for gas?" Right? They don't go to you one by one and say, "Do you have money for gas? Do you have money for gas?" The assumption is that people will, you know, step up and say, "Yeah, here's a buck. Here's a couple bucks." You know, and that's the moment we're at. We can't go to your house and say, "Well, you're listening to this show, and now we want you to give us some money." But what we can do is say, "Look, you're obviously getting something from this program, hopefully a lot over the years, and a chance to hear some remarkable guests, to hear real dialogue about really important issues. This is the time when you need to say, you know, yeah, let's fill that tank up. The tank's running a little low. We need to fill it up. And what you can give, if you could throw in 10 bucks, 20 bucks, fantastic. And if you can do 60, you'll get a great premium. If you can do 100, that's going to help a lot. And again, this is sort of, you know, the from each according to his ability, to each according to his need moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, some people can give a little more. We love every caller. We love you whether you're giving a dollar or a thousand. But what we do know is that if people will give what they can, what is reasonable in their experience, call in 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. You give what you can, it will add up at the end of the day to a sufficient amount to keep this program on the air and also to keep WILL strong. That's what your giving what you can will do.
And there are a couple more people we want to thank for getting in by the 2 o'clock challenge. And then we're going to go after this to Media Minutes, which is the weekly program. We do 5 minutes of update on the latest in media policy, and news and information, and a show you will not hear anywhere else but right here. But before we go to Media Minutes, I want to thank Christopher Peraldi of Trivoli, Illinois, just west of Peoria. Thank you so much, Christopher, for listening. We got a pledge in the studio, Jan
Somebody
Kalmar.
Walked in?
Yeah, well, and I think
they have to now, the phone thing.
Yeah, yeah, God, they're
down coming down.
They take their horse and buggy over to the studio.
There's police directing traffic outside the station.
Well, you know, and the studio's a little deceptive. People drive by Campbell Hall and they say, wow, beautiful, spanking new building. Yeah. These guys must not really need money.
That wasn't built by us, though.
Unfortunately, the generous grant that built the building was a grant to build a really beautiful building. It doesn't pay salaries, heating, electricity. It'd almost be better if we had some sort of corrugated tin roof shed.
Yeah.
So people would understand that underneath that fancy building are a lot of bills and a lot of people who are working their tails off to do a great
The people taking calls today are volunteers, right?
Yeah, of course.
There's volunteers, people who've, you know, at least Bob and I get to rant on the microphone here and beg you to call 217-244-9455. But there's people who are just sitting there at those phones going, oh, I hope somebody will call me. This is part of their contribution. They've volunteered to come in and take your calls and do what they can to keep WILL on air. And especially they volunteered during this program because they see it as a very, very valuable show, one of the ones that really creates that whole frame, that whole web of what's so strong about WILL.
And now what we're going to do is go to Media Minutes, which always airs at 1:01 Central Time every week. This week we're running it an hour later. It's a five-minute program. While you're listening to the show, I want you all to make that call, make your pledge right now. Let's really get the numbers up there so when Professor Chomsky joins us, we can low-key the pledge information and upload as much as we can of Professor Chomsky's perspective on world issues. So on that note, let's go to Media Minutes.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
Grassroots campaigns urging CNN to drop Lou Dobbs from its nightly news lineup are gaining momentum. The groups say that Dobbs, who's been with the network since its start, is using his on-air bully pulpit to bash immigrants and spread misleading and inaccurate information. Roberto Lovato is a writer and a founding member of Presente.org, which organized BastaDobbs.com. Basta is Spanish for enough. The coalition is made up of organizations and individuals in 25 cities. Lovato says that Lou Dobbs' relentless attacks on immigrants are sparking action in the Latino communities across the country. He says that Dobbs' use of hateful language and stereotypes are mixed with distorted reporting that is often misleading and sometimes false.
He promoted that Latinos and immigrants are responsible for 9,000 cases of leprosy. The Center for Disease Control says there aren't even 9,000 cases. It's far less than that. And what is there has nothing to do with Latinos by and large.
But for Lovato, the worst part about Dobbs' program is the effect it has on right-wing hate groups.
Perhaps the most dangerous thing that Lou Dobbs does, he provides a platform for some of the most extremist anti-Latino, anti-immigrant groups, even violent groups like the Minutemen, whose members in Arizona killed 9-year-old Briseño Flores in cold blood. And, you know, you can see Lou Dobbs saying that he thinks the Minutemen are patriots and that he is proud to support them and he is wholeheartedly behind them.
BastaDobbs.com is organizing several events around the debut of CNN reporter Soledad O'Brien's series Latino in America. But 4 hours of positive programming does not make up for a daily program that regularly bashes the Latino community. Lisa Navarrete is the vice president of the National Council of La Raza and a member of a separate coalition calling for the ouster of Dobbs, dropdobbs.org.
Either call Lou Dobbs an opinion show, strictly opinion show, or have him adhere to the principles of journalism that CNN seems to want to embody.
NCLR has been trying to work with CNN behind the scenes for 2 years to get more balanced programming. Last month, they joined with Media Matters for America, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and other groups to form DropDobbs.org to target advertisers. Navarrete is clear that the DropDobbs.org campaign isn't about shutting down speech. In fact, she believes that the solution to any speech issue is more speech.
Accountability is what we're seeking here, not to imperil anyone's free speech. It's very important for us, and certainly people in minority communities treasure the First Amendment and treasure free speech in a way that, given what we've experienced in the past, it's very important to us. So this really isn't about free speech. It's about making sure that people uphold journalistic standards and making sure that we have accuracy, balance, and fairness in news.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee advanced the Local Community Radio Act this week. This marks a huge victory for advocates fighting to put more local, nonprofit, and community groups back on the radio dial. Low-power FM, or LPFM stations, give nonprofits like colleges, schools, unions, churches, and other groups a license to broadcast at 100 watts, about a 3 to 5 mile radius in their communities. Hundreds of these stations exist, generally in rural or outlying areas. After this new class of service was created by the Federal Communications Commission, commercial broadcasters, armed with baseless claims of interference, convinced Congress to keep LPFMs out of cities and suburbs. But a congressionally mandated study found these tiny LPFMs would not actually interfere with the commercial giants. Legislation to expand LPFM has never come this far in Congress, despite being introduced in the past 3 terms. But thanks to the hard work of organizations like the Prometheus Radio Project, the tide is clearly changing. Representative Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania introduced the bill.
Where they're allowed to exist under current law, LPFM stations have proven to be a vital source of information during local or national emergencies. And these stations promote the arts and education from religious organizations, community groups, organizations promoting literacy, and many other civically oriented organizations. The time has come for Congress to rewrite the law. The time has come to make the airwaves available to the people they serve. The time has come to bring low power to the people.
The Local Community Radio Act, H.R. 1147, now moves before the full House of Representatives. To become law, the bill would also need to pass the Senate and be signed by the President. Learn more about the Local Community Radio Act. Go to PrometheusRadio.org.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and the participants.
That's the truth. The views expressed in this program are the views of the host and the participants. And I'm your host, Bob McChesney. This is the two-hour version of Media Matters. We do it a couple times a year. We're going to go all the way till 3 o'clock today, maybe even a couple minutes after, because we've got some special guests lined up. Professor Chomsky joining us shortly, Norman Solomon, in the second half of the hour. And we're also asking you to get on the phones right now at 217-244-9455. Or at willpledge.org and make your pledge to support Media Matters, to support public radio. We've gotten a bunch of people who've called in.
We understand it's really working well, that they are.
The phone lines are now working.
And that's fantastic.
And we got a bunch of calls. We're waiting to get the totals. But if you haven't called yet or haven't gone to willpledge.org, this is the time to do it. Do it in the next few minutes because we're going to be going to Professor Chomsky. And you want to be able to sit back and relax and hear what Noam has to say and not be, you know, waiting on hold at that time or dialing in.
But we also don't, as your humble beggars here today, we don't want to have to interrupt Dr. Chomsky as he's making an incredibly salient point about U.S. foreign policy to say, don't forget that pledge number.
That's right.
Probably will, but... You know,
by the way, that was our opinionated participant, John Nichols, joining us, if you were wondering that voice, if you just tuned in, our frequent guest on these shows. And, you know, the Tavis Smiley Show, which normally airs now, is they're in pledge week mode, so you're not missing... I think you're getting a sort of... a money show from him, so you're not missing anything of great import, I'm told. By
it's either us asking or him.
Or us or him, that's right. And we enjoy doing it, so they let us have the hour, and I don't think Mr. Smiley minds whatsoever. We've talked, John, we've gone ad nauseum about how important this programming is, mm-hmm. we think, and how much we enjoy doing it, and the response we get. And we can't thank the people who call in, and we're going to give some names shortly to thank some others, but we have a long way to go. We have several mm-hmm. thousand people listen to this program. Mm-hmm. Our goal is 100 people to call in and make pledges. We don't know the exact total, but we know we're well under 50. We're probably remotely close to 50.
100 is an audacious ask. It is a lot more than most programs would dare look for. And one of the reasons that Media Matters goes for this very high number is because we know that the listeners to this program are incredibly committed. They have, in the past, really stepped up and supported this show and this station and public media in so many positive ways. And so we're rolling the dice on you once more. We're betting that you will, in fact, call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, and say, yes, I'm with you. I am there to support Media Matters, to support WILL, and to say, you know, look, I want to be a part of this thing. Today I'm pledging, but next week I'll be calling in with a question, the week after that with a suggestion of a guest. It is this ongoing relationship that takes many, many forms, but this week we really need you to call in with that pledge, 217-244-9455, and say, you know, yes, I want to keep this show on the air, and I want it to be stronger than ever.
And, you know, we've had pledges from all over the United States already, from the West Coast, from New York State, Beaverton, Oregon, mm-hmm. and we've had pledges from Ireland and the Netherlands. And I think what that demonstrates is we have a lot of listeners now who are getting the show through podcasting or they're getting it online. And that service that WILL provides of making the show available, you know, that's not done for free. It's not like the phone company says, oh, yeah, we'll throw that one into the hopper.
We love public radio so much.
Bob McChesney's show is so great. We really enjoy
He's
hearing
it. He's been no problem for us.
Yeah, so we'll give you that one for free. No, we have to pay for that here. Mm-hmm. And, if you're getting the show via the computer and the internet or podcasting, we need you, and some of you have already started doing it. We need a lot of you. I get emails all the time. Someone said they enjoy the show. You need to make your pledge, too, at willpledge.org. Let them know when you make the pledge what you're supporting. And you can get one of the premiums that are being offered. And I'd say that for those who've just tuned in, and I know a lot of people have just gotten to the show, we have two books that we're offering as our premiums. My book, The Political Economy of Media, which came out a year ago, which is really sort of a greatest hits of my work over the last two decades on a range of issues, stuff that hadn't been published in book form before, and several new essays. And then another book that is just being proofread by its authors as we speak, almost, before and after the show.
We're actually paying attention to the...
Yeah, we're paying attention to the show here, but it's John Nichols and my brand new book, The Death and Life of American Journalism. For my money, the most important book I've written, I'll let others judge whether it's the best. And for some, my best book might be like my best slam dunk attempt. They wouldn't care for it. But
well, the interesting thing is that we're in this odd position for authors, which is circulating the galleys of the book around for people to write blurbs, to read the book and say something nice about it, you know, what you see on the back cover. And we've been blown away. People like Dan Rather and Naomi Klein and Barbara Ehrenreich have, been emailing back and forth with us in the last few days.
What's even really striking is Lawrence Lessig, the Harvard Law School constitutional lawyer, who's, been on our program several times, including just a couple months ago. Read it. We make a very strong constitutional argument about what the First Amendment means, and he said that it was really quite a striking and strong argument and original.
And I think that, again, we're not coming on here to tell people how great we are.
We're coming on here to want our books.
We'd like you to pledge $60 at 217-244-9455. But we also, what we're trying to say here is that this book, which in many ways reflects dialogues that have taken place on this program, is going to the heart of an issue that a lot of the people who really think day in, day out about, where America's future is going, what this country is going to look like, are deeply engaged with these issues. And so we think this book's an important one. We also think this program is a very, very important one. We think that these are all parts of a puzzle that if we get it together right, we have the potential in the 21st century to have the most vibrant, democracy-sustaining media that we've ever had, a better media than we've ever had. But it will only happen if people get engaged. And there are so many ways to be engaged as a citizen, as an activist. But one way to engage is to support media that you appreciate. And the way to do that today is to call 217-244-9455 and say, look, here's my pledge.
Well, breaking news, John Nichols. We just got a report in from our producer, Melissa Trent. So here it is, 2:16 on Sunday afternoon. We have 45 minutes to go. We are at 38 pledgers.
That's getting pretty good.
We're warming up. But that means we've got to nail 62 in the next 44 minutes. Plus, we've got to leave off some time to talk with Professor Chomsky and with Norman Solomon.
Fabulous Norman Solomon.
So people need to make their calls, their pledges now. You can go to willpledge.org also. There are, in addition to the two books, there are lots of other classic premiums that Will has available.
Mugs,
balsam money fur, off, money off on lunch and stuff like that.
Cool stuff. I mean, whatever. Some way or another, there's a premium that will appeal to you. But we understand that a lot of folks are just going to call in and say, I'm not calling for the premium. I just want to support this
why
program.
You do it, ultimately.
And that's fantastic. And again, one of the things we always say is, no matter what you're going to give, if it's a dollar, $10, $100, what you can give,
or $1,000,
or $1,000, as Bob will
Come
tell
on,
you,
John.
What you can give is what we appreciate, and we respect it, and we are going for that 100 calls, not for an amount of money, but for an amount of people support. Call in 217-244-9455.
Well, now let's shift gear if we can. It's my great honor to welcome to our program for the next several minutes someone who's been a guest on the show many times before. And as I said, when I have a list, they list all the guests who've been on the program in our history. There are, I think, there have been 200 or 300 guests over the last 7.5 years. There are only three guests that you just list their name. You don't have an identification. Gore Vidal, mm-hmm. Howard Zinn, and our guest I'm about to talk to right now, someone who's been extraordinarily important in my own development, and it's an honor to have him join us, Noam Chomsky. Professor Chomsky, welcome to Media Matters.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to have you here.
Glad to be in that company.
Much appreciated. I'm here with John Nichols, joining me in the studio, the remote studio. You know, we're in a moment where I feel I want to talk to you about the pressing issues of the day, which, among other things, there are so many, but Afghanistan and Pakistan, and your take on what the United States is doing there presently and where this is heading.
Well, Obama has already, Bush had escalated the war in his last year, and Obama's carried the escalation further, also further into Pakistan. Pakistan is now in facing very serious problems. It's worth recalling that until 2002, the Pakistani army, which is mainly Punjabi, had a kind of a tacit agreement to keep out of the tribal areas, to leave them alone. And there's a striking ethnic difference. They're mostly Pashtun, and there's an old Pashtun-Punjabi conflict, goes back hundreds of years. The Pashtun were divided by the British forcefully between what we call Pakistan and Afghanistan. There's a line that the British drew, which they've never accepted, the Durand Line, and Afghanistan never accepted when it was an independent country. So when we talk about people moving from Pakistan to Afghanistan, from their point of view, they're just crossing the street. In 2002, under U.S. pressure, the Pakistani army did attack the tribal areas. A lot of people killed, a lot of disruption that began to radicalize them. I won't go through the whole history, but up till the present, like the drone attacks, have a significant effect in radicalizing further. The conflict with the largely Punjabi army, which is just another phase of it opening just yesterday, that's going to radicalize them further. And the great fear in Pakistan, by sensible Pakistani analysts and U.S. analysts too, like Zelik Harrison, is that this might compel a kind of a union between Pashtun nationalism and the Taliban. And as they say, if that ever happens, we're finished. That could lead to such shocking consequences. They don't want to think about it. And that's only part of the internal problems of Pakistan. There's been a long simmering insurgency, pretty serious, in Balochistan. There's dissent in the Sindh areas. Most of Pakistan simply regards the country as basically Punjab and the so-called Muhajir, the immigrants who came pouring in after the partition, maybe a million people. And those problems have to be taken care of. And the only way to take them care of is by significant internal development, not violence, but incorporating the various regions of Pakistan into a real civil community. And there's a formula for that. There's a 1973 constitution which yields a fair amount of autonomy to the various regions. And if that were implemented with U.S. economic support, that might resolve those problems. But we've been providing almost only military support, which just strengthens the military at the expense of civilian authorities, and that's having a very negative effect. Expanding the war will only increase that.
Dr. Chomsky, this is John Nichols. What you're saying makes clear sense, I think, also to a lot of the listeners on this program. And there are a handful of people in Congress who will, at least to some extent, echo some of what you're saying. What do you think is going on with the Obama administration at this point? There's clearly some sort of internal debate there, but do you have any sense that we might follow the logic of what you're saying?
Well, I think it's very hard. I mean, one problem is, as usual, you're more familiar with it than I am, the media. Hmm. So take a look at today's New York Times, the magazine section. It is a worshipful cover article on General McChrystal.
Indeed it is, yes.
Okay, that's, you know, that's affecting the educated part of the population. This is, of course, just one example, but it's constant. Among the general population, you know, most of them want out, but maybe not for wonderful reasons, but that's what they want. However, you know, popular opinion is usually disregarded in decision making. I mean, the gap between public opinion and public policy is pretty substantial and consistent. The question is what sectors of power will decide until public opinion gets organized, which it's not, unfortunately. But up till then, what will the sectors of power decide? Now, you know, I'm not privy to what goes on in the Obama administration, but my strong guess is that it's something similar to what Dan Ellsberg described with regard to the Vietnam War. What he called the stalemate position. We don't want to lose, because if we lose, we'll get smashed by the jingoist forces that will rally to say, no, you gave away China, and now you're giving away this, and so on. So they don't want to lose, but there's no way to win in any sensible sense. So you kind of hang on.
Professor Chomsky, Bob McChesney back again. I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to answer our questions, to call in, to show your support for Media Matters. Let's get you back if we can when your schedule permits for a full hour sometime this fall.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Noam. Have a good day.
Right.
Thank you.
That was Noam Chomsky just joining us from his home in Massachusetts. This is Media Matters. I'm Bob McChesney, your host. We're doing a two-hour version today in studio with me, John Nichols, my comrade and co-author who always helps out on these begging programs. And we only have a little over a half hour to go, maybe 35 minutes, and we're still at 40 is our last count of pledges.
We're hoping it's maybe one or two up from there, but the thing is we're going for 100 calls.
That's right, and you know, the phone lines pretty much went dead when Professor Chomsky's on the line.
As they always do.
And but we did that because we think if you listen to a show like this, we want to make sure you get something of value. So we have Ben Scott, we have John here, we have Noam Chomsky, we'll have Norman Solomon in about 15 or 20 minutes.
And we have a phone number.
We do, and I'm about to give it, which is 217-244-9455, or go to willpledge.org. $60 pledge, the standard pledge, will get you your choice of my most recent book, The Political Economy of Media, or the new book that John Nichols and I just wrote, I think our best book and our most important book, The Death and Life of American Journalism. This book is literally going to roll off the presses in late November, early December. And when it rolls off the presses, it will roll directly into the your mailbox if you make your pledge today. Now, you'll get it first. And I think this is one book I feel pretty comfortable saying no one is going to be disappointed or read this, even if you don't agree with it.
Well, because it opens a debate.
It opens
an essential debate. But let me also say we just had Noam Chomsky, and of course we're asking people to call and pledge at 217-244-9455. But I think that even though he was on for a relatively short amount of time, maybe 10-15 minutes, that was longer than mainstream media in America has given Noam Chomsky. Yeah. In 50 years.
No, I think it's safe to say, because all the ABC, NBC, CBS news programs, interviews with Noam Chomsky, add them all together, it'd be less than what
we
did.
We just gave him more. And here's the interesting thing. If Noam Chomsky comes to a campus in America or to a city in America, he will fill the largest hall. You know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people will come to hear him. He is one of the great thinkers of our time, one of the great analysts of our time. And yet this is the disconnect in American media. Brilliant thinkers who have this incredible historical perspective, the knowledge he displayed as regards the regions of Pakistan, are not given a place to speak in our major media. That is why a program like this becomes so vitally important. Here you have major media locking the door, and then this show on WILL, Media Matters, saying, no, not only are we going to invite you on, we're going to invite you on for an hour and give you the time to really lay these arguments out, make real statements.
You know, I had Professor Chomsky on a couple of years ago, and I had written up like 15 questions to ask him ahead of time. And I think I gave him three because he gave like these 20-minute answers to each one. I made a couple callers come in. But, you know, it's criminal to interrupt him. You know, if you put him on a show with Sean Hannity screaming in his ear, it's absurd. You can't give an intelligent answer to the Pakistan or Afghanistan in one sentence.
It's criminal to interrupt anybody. The fact of the matter is we've ended up with a media system in this country that is all yelling and screaming and trying to be incredibly fast. This program really does pull the brake and say, no, we're going to have a serious discussion. And if it means that we have to listen to a human being who knows a lot about an issue, talk for a couple minutes, we're going to let them do it. And that is radical. It is a different kind of radio. It is a radio worth supporting and sustaining by calling 217-244-9455. We're looking for 100 pledges.
Well, John, I've got our latest update here, John Nichols, from Melissa Trent's producer. We're now up to 45 pledges. We've got 55 to go, and we've got about 31 minutes to do it.
People are picking up the pace a little here. That's
from Naperville, a suburb my brother once lived in when it was a farm town almost 40 years ago. Amy Bellinger, thank you very much, Amy. From West Lafayette, Indiana, David Drayson. Thank you very much, David. We're picked up in Western Indiana, grabs us pretty well.
Indiana needs this show.
And then we've got some local folks, fortunately. Jennifer Ann White from Champaign. Thank you, Jennifer. Michael Norman from Urbana. Harry Calkins from Urbana. And Harry, thank you for the kind words. Mm-hmm. Again, I'll say them reluctantly. Hooray for Bob McChesney. He puts Urbana Champaign on the map. Well, I don't put it on the map. You put it on the map
this
by
program,
supporting
yeah.
this show.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't put anything on the map if it wasn't for you listeners who support this program.
It takes an audience. Yeah.
And I think it says a lot about this community.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I just say that people are finally, we were joking before about the Netherlands coming through very strong in Ireland as well. But now the folks from Champaign and Urbana are really coming through. A lot of pledges that we've been getting just in the last few minutes. This is very, very important because this show does have international scope. It reaches people on other sides of the world, but it is a program of a place. This is a radio station that is of a place, WILL, the ILL for Illinois.
Well, I never realized that.
Yeah. And and it's very, very important that the people who live in this place and who value this station and hopefully this program all the time will give the support that's needed. This is the time when you get to step up and say, look, I know that Champaign-Urbana, Central Illinois, it's a very special place. And these are communities that matter, and these are communities that have sustained a great university and also a great public radio station. You can do that by calling 217-244-9455.
And, again, the point it has to be made is we don't count money. I mean, the money obviously is important, the amount we raise, but for me and for John Nichols and for Jay Pierce and Melissa Trent, the folks who work on this show, we're measuring support the number of calls. Mm-hmm. Give what you can. If you can only give $10 or $20, give $10 or $20. If you only give a dollar, give a dollar. But give whatever you can. 60, of course, gets you one of those two new books as a pledge premium. 100 gets you both. There are all sorts of other premiums. If you want to test them out, go to the willpledge.org website when you make your pledge or talk to the people who answer the phone lines. And if you can give more, we give more. But the important point is to show your support. I mean, I get so many emails from people. People pass me in the street with comments. So does Melissa Trent's. That we know that you're out there. We know that people care about this show. And we also know times are hard. But this is when we need public broadcasting more than ever. Where journalism is disintegrating. We don't have anyone covering Afghanistan to speak of except largely telling us what the inside debates are in the White House or what the Pentagon and the State Department
have
to say.
Where does Joe Biden stand? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the range of debate. But there's no one standing outside. And if history teaches us anything about foreign policy is that if we only are getting the debates inside the corridors of power, we're not getting the whole picture. We're not getting the picture we need to have if we're going to make the correct decisions for our society.
And remember, our phone number 217-244-9455. The other thing is this program, one of the things I value so much about this program has been the frankly, intensive coverage of economics.
Yeah.
This program brings on Nobel Prize-winning economists and gives them an hour to talk about the crisis. And in fact, intriguingly enough, did so before the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a show that is very much an outlier. It's what, I got to be honest, it is what our media should be. It is a program that tells citizens what is going on before crises occur. The rest of the media, frankly, fails at so many turns in this regard. But part of why this program can do that, why this program has this incredible scope as regards economic issues and foreign policy issues is because there is an awareness on the part of the people at WILL that there's a listenership out there, people who care about these issues and who want to listen to this program. And they step up at the time when they are asked to support it. And they call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, and say, I do want great foreign policy discussions. I do want great economic discussions. I want to know what is being done in my name, but often without my informed consent. I want to be informed,
yeah,
and I want to be involved.
That was John Nichols, who's joining us today. John Nichols, as many of you know, but some of you might not know, holds down several jobs simultaneously, single-handedly responsible for some of the employment issues in the Midwest.
Yeah, I know.
He is writes for The Nation as their political correspondent constantly, and you can see his work at thenation.com blog. He also is an editor of the local daily newspaper, largely online now here in Madison, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. The Capital Times. And he writes books with me. Mm-hmm. We've written four, and our newest one is coming out in January, and it is available for anyone who makes a pledge at 244-9455. A $60 pledge gets you a copy of our brand new book, The Death and Life of American Journalism. And I'm eager for people to read this. And again, I'm eager not just to pat myself on the back, but it starts a discussion this mm-hmm. country needs to have. And so I think, John, it's fair to say, even if someone were to read this book and say, I don't agree with what they say, or I don't share mm-hmm. their values or their argument, I don't think anyone's going to say, well, I'm really sorry I wasted time reading this book. I think they're going to say, but this was a book I needed to deal with.
Well, and in fact, we've joked about this already, that this book's great success will probably be in the condemnations of it, in the people who say, well, I totally disagree with that. We've got to go a whole different way. Here's my idea. Well, that's what we want, because the fact of the matter is the American discourse on the future of media right now is stagnant. It's dysfunctional. It's a bunch of people talking about, well, maybe we can go back to what we used to have, or maybe we can fantasize about something, you know, that might happen sometime in the future. That's not going to cut it. That's not going to give us a journalism that sustains democracy. We have to get engaged at this point and to start to build out a media system that works for the people of this country. And part of that is to have a dramatic increase in support for public radio, public media. That hasn't come yet. We hope that as this discussion builds out, there will be that support from governmental sources as well as from all sorts of other sources. At this point, we rely so heavily on the people.
The majority of the funds depend on you for the station. And I just wish people, again, if they're driving by Campbell Hall sometime, stick your nose in the door. Mm-hmm. The people who work here, I've been here 7.5 years. It's the core staff has been here longer than I have. It's not mm-hmm. some radio, you go to a commercial radio station and you think you're in a temp office. They train turns over so quickly.
Well, it's because there's no longer the commitment on the part of the owners.
Yeah, they're downsizing. They're down to the floor. There's mm-hmm. a slab left. Mm-hmm. WILL, you've got people, and I don't want to name them all, but just about the entire staff. There's people who make careers there who are dedicated to this community, who really believe in public radio. And we all depend upon you, the listeners, for the vast majority of our funds. We don't get it from anywhere else. We don't take advertising. Mm-hmm. And that means you've got to do your part. You know, we need 100 people to pledge during this two-hour slot. We've only got about a half hour left. If you have called in, John and I wish we could hug you. Thank you so much.
Bob's going to come mow your lawn.
Well, John will.
All right.
But if you haven't called in, please do at 217-244-9455. Then you can sit back and relax. We're going to get to Norman Solomon in just a second. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get a sense of what
American journalist who has been to, I believe, and I hope Norman can tell
we'll
us.
We'll find out.
He's been to Afghanistan.
Well, he's got a passport that's thicker than the Brooklyn phone.
Yeah, I know. He's done some, and he was the guy who went. He actually is the guy who took Sean Penn over to Iraq before the war. He's done some amazing. This is a very bold and fascinating player who's done some incredibly important interventions in our dysfunctional media system and tried to force it to cover issues and in fact, covered them themselves. A great guest and typical of the incredible guests that this show gets on a regular basis.
But also typical of the problems that we're filling here. Because, if you mm-hmm. go to turn on most radio or TV stations to get the lowdown on U.S. foreign policy or American politics, you aren't going to find Norman Solomon.
No.
As knowledgeable as he is, as hardworking as he gets on the ground, gets dirt under his fingernails, digging mm-hmm. out real stories, mm-hmm. not just sort of shooting sound bites at Ann Coulter off the wall at some studio in New York, he's mm-hmm. nowhere to be found. But he is found here. And on that note, it's my great honor to welcome to our airwaves Norman Solomon. Norman? Oh, I think it's a great honor. I thought
once again, censored by the media.
It's my great honor.
Hey, Mr. Solomon, how are you, sir?
Hi, Bob. Hi, John.
Hey, brother. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
So we're debating whether you have the fattest passport in the country. Where have you, you know, what have your travels been in recent days? And what is your take on what's going on now in U.S. foreign policy?
Well, I'm remembering when I got back to the U.S. in a flight that started in Afghanistan a few weeks ago, I was pulled aside and questioned quite extensively because of the stickers in my passport included Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan.
Hey.
And I always feel that tension between I want to get to my house and I want to tell people that there's such a thing as a First Amendment so I don't have to explain what I was doing in Afghanistan to a U.S. government official. But basically, I was able to go where the beaten track does not go, either congressional delegations and, unfortunately, journalists. And so met with NGOs and activists and feminists and refugees in Kabul and saw a story that, unfortunately, just is not getting across here in terms of the real human meaning of the budgetary priorities of the Obama administration in Afghanistan.
Give us, Norman, give us the bottom line.
Yeah, give us a taste.
What should the president do? I'm sure he's listening.
On paper, expenditure, the Obama administration is spending 90% of U.S. taxpayer money for military operations in Afghanistan. And what should happen is that should be flipped over. It should be 90% humanitarian development aid. The Congressional Progressive Caucus recommended in a sit-down briefing with the president in May an 80-20 split, only 20% military. He came back with the 90%. You know, I knew that before I got to Kabul, but to meet a 7-year-old girl who was bombed before dawn, courtesy of U.S. taxpayers, and now has one arm and several dead relatives, and to find her in a squalid refugee camp in the capital of Afghanistan getting zero help from the U.S. government, I got to wonder what all the talk about hearts and minds is about.
Yeah, Norm, that is quite striking. And when you're there, are there American correspondents covering this who are just looking the other way? What's going on?
Well, the only good one, frankly, that I have been reading and who I met there is Anand Gopal, who was reporting for the Christian Science Monitor, now with the Wall Street Journal, except that he is getting enormous pressure, I should say, to simply do the 5 W's, file essentially wire copy for Rupert Murdoch's shop. And his great talent, and this is my opinion, I'm not saying it's his, is being squandered by the corporate media machinery. All the more reason we need to strengthen and develop other media outlets in this country.
In fact, as you know, Norman, that's one of the reasons we're having you on right now. You're a frequent guest when we don't have pledge shows, but this show is really important that we get the people to listen to Media Matters, to call up 244-9455, area code 217, or go to willpledge.org and make their pledge and set that $60 pledge so they can get the new book John and I have just written, The Death and Life of American Journalism. You know, how important are programs like this, in your view, as a working journalist?
Well, I know a lot of people who podcast Media Matters across the country, and they wish that they could simply turn on their radio on Sunday and get it. And I think it speaks to the thirst people have for in-depth, probing, not afraid journalism and discussion and discourse. I think macro, we are living in, pardon the Dixonian cliche, the best and worst of times. That means to me that there is the glut of junk and disinformation and vitriol on cable news and elsewhere, and yet we have these new means and channels of communication that are freeing up the flow of information. In a sense, this is a heightened dialectical battle between the very worst and the very best possibilities of journalism. And I do think, in terms of political analysis and venturing into new realms of media work, the Media Matters program is absolutely at the top.
You know, Norman Solomon, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule for joining us. And if we can, I'd love to get you back on in the next month or two so we have a full hour just to talk about foreign policy in the media.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Norman.
Bye.
Yeah, this is Bob McChesney again. We're down to our last 20 minutes or so of Media Matters. I'm with my brother, John Nichols, here. We're special two-hour version of Media Matters so we can get your support to keep WILL afloat and to keep this program going strong.
But we have to report an ugly reality.
It is. And that is the phone lines have been dead for the last 10 minutes while Norman was there.
When we bring on a Noam Chomsky or a Norman Solomon saying incredibly vital things, somebody who has literally just been in the refugee camps of Kabul, people do listen, and we love that about you. We love that you care enough and you're passionate enough to listen to it. You really focus in. But now, in these last minutes, we really need to get the numbers up. We need people to call 217-244-9455, 244-9455.
I only have one person to thank. That's Patricia Wieland. I'm terrible at pronunciation. I say Deutsch names.
I'd say Wieland.
Wieland. I'd say Wieland.
Yeah. But thank you, Patricia. Thank you very much. But we need a lot more of you.
I want everyone with a German surname to call to trip my tongue for the next 20 minutes.
Challenge us. But seriously, we've done well today. We've had a lot of callers, and that's very, very impressive. But we set an audacious goal. We said we want 100 callers in this 2 hours. And to get anywhere near that 100, we're going to need a lot of calls right now.
We need another 40 callers.
We need callers right now.
And, again, I think folks sometimes don't quite appreciate that the way the economics work for Media Matters and for a station like this is that it depends entirely upon listener support to survive. This isn't like we get big amounts of money from underwriters and the government and the state government and the national government, and then this sort of pays for paper clips or maybe a cocktail party on Friday. This is the money that's the heart and soul. This is the lion's share of the support comes directly from you to say, yes, this is radio I want. And because of that, because of the support you give us, I don't have to go to an advertiser and say, oh, by the way, beer company or muffler shop, do you approve of having Norman Solomon on to talk about the Afghan war?
And the thing is, it's not that an advertiser necessarily approves of coverage of the Afghan war. What an advertiser will say is, we don't really want that foreign affairs coverage. We want you to do, fun things, or we want our ads to be wrapped around, kind of lightweight topics, because that won't bother people or that won't get them concerned. This show does bother people. This show is about getting people concerned and engaged and involved. And one of the best investments you can make in a better discourse, a better democratic life in Champaign-Urbana, in Illinois, nationally and even internationally, is to make that pledge now, 217-244-9455. It's 244-9455. Or you can go to willpledge.org and just do it online. But we are trying in this period to run these numbers, to get to a show of real commitment to this program, which we can then turn around and say to folks at WILL and frankly public radio nationally that there are folks in this country who will come out and give a pledge. They will give a significant amount of money to support radio that challenges them, that demands that they think harder and engage at a deeper level. This is a very special program, a very important program, and it does need your support.
And we're only about halfway through our goal. We're just approaching 50 out of 100.
I'm hoping we're over that. Hoping we're edging upwards.
Well, let's hope so. But we do need folks to call in and make their pledge right now, because this is the time to show your support for the station. And again, we get thousands of people who listen to the show every week. And if we only got 10% of them, the regular listeners, to call in, we'd have 300-400. In fact, if 10% of the people who regularly listen to WIL called in and pledged, this station would be pretty much flush.
You could send a correspondent
to
Afghanistan.
If we got it up to 15% or 20%.
You could send a correspondent to Afghanistan. And this is the fundamental reality. It's not necessary to have an immense donation from any individual person or some big foundation to come in or government to come in. The people who are the listeners of this station can sustain great
Absolutely.
Programs and great media.
Well, they're doing
there are
it
enough
now.
Of them. They've done it well in the past. You can do more, and you can do it now by making that pledge at 217-244-9455. And it is the possibilities are immense. This show is a terrific program. There are other terrific programs at WILL, and just a little more support, a few more calls, and we can get to that level of support that is necessary, not merely to sustain this show, but to do more next year.
Okay, let's get those lines. We got a little more action now. It's great to see you. We're up to 55. We got a few people to thank here, John. Rick and Kim Rice, thank you very much, Rick and Kim. Bridget, oh boy, here we go. John, you
I'm going to go.
You're Wisconsinite. Tell me how these German names are pronounced.
Pike.
Okay, Bridget Pike. Thank you so much, Bridget.
I think. Yeah.
I do much better in the Scandinavian ones. Here we go. Gary and Diane Stensland. Thank you very much, Gary and Diane. Gina Manola and Nick Rudd or Rudd?
Rudd.
Nick Rudd. Thank you. Yeah. This is embarrassing.
I'm going with Rudd because that's the Prime Minister of Australia is Paul Rudd.
Okay.
And it's spelled like that, I think.
See, you don't learn things like that on most shows.
No, I can guarantee you, on if you listen to Glenn Beck all year long on his radio show, you're not going to hear mention of Australia.
Well, I think you'll have other issues you'll be dealing with besides that.
Well, there will be a debate about where the president was born. Yes, thank you to Nick Rudd for upping an
We're
existing
up to 65.
Pledge.
Come
that's
on.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's really terrific that all of you called her. Let's add to this.
We got about 15 minutes to go here, and what that means is that we can easily do what we need to do. If we get three calls a minute, we can make it.
Or go to thewillpledge.org, and especially you guys out there, not in the area, who say, "Well, I don't want to call a long distance call." Well, then go to willpledge.org and let your sentiments be known. I want to emphasize again that one of the pledge premiums, we're in a difficult spot because I think, John, you and I aren't really braggarts, I have to say. I mean, people hanging around us, you wouldn't even know. We aren't talking ourselves up. But at the same time, we're trying to get people to understand that one of the pledge premiums that we've offered to the station that they're going to be using is our new book. We just finished just off the presses, published by Nation Books, coming out distributed by Basic Books, on the journalism crisis, the collapse of journalism in this country, where we explain why it's taking place, debunk sort of the fashionable explanations, and explain what the real options are based on American history and democratic theory. And it's a very optimistic book, unlike most books, but it's a realistic book. It requires people to understand the problem and move forward on it. This is something that you're going to have first crack at. I mean, this book will be, there's going to be a big blowout come next year when it gets released. We want you to have it first. $60 pledge will get you this cloth book, hardbound book from us at 217-244-9455. $60 will get that. I know the economy's hard, and you can't give 60. We understand that. Give what you can. If you can give more, we need you to give whatever you can. We need everyone to chip in, and we need all hands on deck. Because remember, we've been talking about Afghanistan or the economy or the environment, which we've talked about on the program. These are issues that are defining issues of our times. They're really going to shape where we go in the next generation. And the news media coverage, to be blunt, on almost all these issues is at best woeful. You need shows like this. You need stations like WILL. These are your survival lines, not just for your own personal mental sanity, but for the world we live in. So we have a world to live in for our children. And that means when times get tough, the tough get going. I don't mean to trot out my Vince Lombardi.
I feel like I'm at the football game.
Yeah, Vince
now,
Lombardi slogans. I mean, I'm getting desperate here.
Look, it's true. And that number, 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. Look, what Bob's saying here about, coming in relatively hard economic times is very, very important, because what we write about in the book is the shedding of journalists, the shutting down of programs,
and they're just collapsing in free fall.
The options are becoming fewer and fewer and fewer. The Chicago Tribune, the dominant newspaper in Illinois, is in financial crisis. They are cutting back at a horrible and frightening rate, and other newspapers and other television and radio stations are. This is a time when your options are declining. But this program is going to remain on the air. It's going to continue to be a strong and vital and deeply informative voice. But the quality of that information, what this program can do, will be defined by the level of your support. 217-244-9455.
Yeah, don't want to interrupt that. We do have a few more people to thank, but please, folks, make your call. Get that premium. Keep them coming. This is the time to really, the people in there, they're tired of playing thumb war. They're ready to answer your calls.
Bob, can I just say, I said a minute or so ago, if we get three calls a minute, we will meet our goal.
The 249 slot gave us three calls.
Actually, who are our three callers in that minute?
It seemed to have one just before them or after, too, so I'll add her in as well. Faith Bushnell, thank you very much, Faith. And our big three from 249, 9 seconds and 4 seconds apart. How do you
like that? Fabulous. They're doing the 3 calls a minute standard.
Is great.
This is what we want. If you do it, we will meet our goal.
I'm going to give you that name, everyone, but first make sure you call to join in the 253 minute at 244-9455, area code 217, or go to willplush.org. The three people we want to thank are Cletus. Oh, man.
Dieters,
thank you.
Yeah.
Shirley Sillinger and Judy Tiffin. Cletus, Shirley, and Judy, thank you all very much for your support.
This is incredible. I mean, we get this incredible thing on this internet, this whole series of tubes that communicates here, and so they send through when the pledges come through, and they are timed. They have a little bit of time stamped on it, and right after we said 3 in a minute, we got our three.
But
I think you got to keep it up.
We got to keep going. We have 2 web pledges to come in. We want to thank Caroline Sislowitz of Urbana and Gary.
Oh, Romig.
Romig.
Romig. Yeah.
Wasn't the German pronunciation Romig? Is it OE pronounced?
I am confidently saying things I know nothing about.
Well, you're from Wisconsin.
Well, I'm giving it my best shot. Around. I went to a school where like the normal name was like Shimalewski. So this is easy stuff.
Okay. Well, Gary Romig, thank you very much. Thank you both. And let me say thank you. If you're listening and you haven't made your pledge, call in. I want to thank you over the air. As I said, the people who give support to this station, we are. We're just so happy for the support. It means so much to John and me that we're working as hard as we do here and that we get an audience that cares.
Now we're at about 66 calls. That means we've got about 34 to do. We're going to be on a few minutes after the hour.
Yeah, let's go until 3:06. We've got 12 minutes.
Well, that's still, you know what it is, Bob? It's still 3 a minute.
We are literally,
you guys are doing it, you guys and gals. You are doing it out there. We're saying we need 3 a minute, and you are actually rising to the occasion, as you always do.
That's right.
As you always do at 217-244-9455. This is actually quite remarkable, though.
Yeah, let's get those phones cranked up.
We can do it.
We can do it. Yep. And, we've got the great premiums. And, again, I say to people who are sort of still wavering, I like to listen to the show, but I don't know if I really am going to do it this year. I'm going to wait till next year, the following year. There's nothing like the first time. At the first time you make your pledge. Why are you smiling?
I have no idea why I'm smiling. But it's a beautiful image.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Making that I can just see, some sort of in the bright, blossom of youth making that call.
That's right.
and saying 217-244-9455. I'm ready to make the commitment. I'm ready to become a part of something bigger than myself. I want to support WILL and Media Matters and make a pledge. And again, doesn't have to be the biggest pledge. What it is, we are looking for those numbers, the number of people who call in. We want to get 100 during this 2-hour period. And if you call 244-9455, a lovely person will take your pledge and they will say thank you so very much. They won't bother you from there on out, but they will, we'll hope you pledge again in 6 months. But the bottom line is that you will understand that you've become an essential sustainer of this program.
And you're part of the show. We've got a few more people.
Yeah, let me look at those timestamps. I just want to check them.
250. Yeah, we got 3 and 253.
Bob said we need our 353 callers, and we got 3 of them in that minute.
And then starting off at 254, I hopefully got some more to follow. But here are the 4. Bruce Zimmerman, Bill Wolf, Jan Predmore, and Jim Taylor. Zimmerman, Bill Wolf, Jan.
Bruce,
Fedmore.
Bill, and Jan, you are our 253 callers.
Yeah, fantastic.
And again, we now have, we've still got, we're going to go on a little bit over the hour, so we've got about 8-9 minutes here. If we keep going at this rate, we're going to make it.
We
could
awesome.
Make it. But you've got to keep calling. This is not a,
Now
we're at the, for a while there, earlier in the program, we were sort of like, oh, there's just no way we're going to climb that mountain. Now we can actually see the peak. We can actually imagine getting there. And so it becomes for us a much more essential struggle. 244-9455.
Area code 217. And again, this show is all about listeners. It's the relationship between the listeners and the guest is much of the show. A lot of the reason why guests like to come on the show, sometimes I'll say to some of our guests, like, would you rather tape a show? It works out better for your schedule. You don't have to come on Sunday, take time from your family, which I certainly respect. And almost always they say, no, I'd rather do live show, probably because you ask better questions than I do.
Well, the other thing is, too, that there is a dynamism to live show. And I've done this show, but as you've said before, the calls that come in are from folks who really know a lot and care a lot about the issues and often ask questions that push the limit. I've taken questions that were tough on this show, ones that you had to really stretch to come up with a good answer. But that's, you know, look, I mean, that's what gets us beyond the sound bites. This is a program that breaks beyond the sound bites. And when you call 217-244-9455, you are saying, look, I want something that's better than soundbite radio. I want to be provoked, and I want to provoke. I want to be a part of a dialogue.
And, you know, you listeners have been great, because when people call in, they ask not just good questions. They aren't getting into that sort of mudslinging that you get on talk radio, where you're trying to insult people and spur some sort of out-of-context statement that you can laugh at them or something. But it's a genuine effort to really have a conversation with someone who's got something to say and who will respect you conversely. And the audience gets in on that. And I think the culture of the entire program gets to a place that's very respectful.
And it makes a connection. I mean, here at the people who support this program by calling 244-9455, but the people who support this program create a circumstance where, you know, folks in Central Illinois can have a discussion with a Nobel Prize winning economist about the state of the economy.
Yeah.
You can call up and say, you know, like Joseph Stiglitz, right? I want to know what you have to say about this. Here, Jamie Galbraith, who's written, you know, just incredible stuff. Paul Krugman, and say, you know, let's chat, or I've got this idea, and you know.